Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 13th week of the 2024 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline for making requests for appropriations and revenue bills to be drafted has passed. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other House is Tuesday, April the 2nd. House Chamber passes omnibus bond measure, House Bill 1983. On Wednesday, March the 27th, the Mississippi House of Representatives passed House Bill 1983 by a vote of 118-0. This measure creates an omnibus bond measure with various projects. This measure will now transmit to the Senate for further consideration. Note, MAS will monitor this bill closely. This measure has the potential of being a legislative vehicle for various projects that could benefit Mississippi counties. House Chamber passes ARPA, Rural Water Association Infrastructure Grant Program, House Bill 1951. On Tuesday, March the 26th, the Mississippi House of Representatives passed House Bill 1951 by a vote of 119-0. This measure makes an appropriation to the Department of Health for the purpose of funding the ARPA Rural Water Association Infrastructure Grant Program. Note, Section 1 of this measure funds the program at $50 million. Additional note, Section 4 of this measure notes that if your Rural Water Association has already received funding from this program, they will not be eligible for the new funding round. This measure is now transmitted to the Senate Chamber for consideration. House Chamber passes Hospital Sustainability Grant Program, House Bill 1916. On Tuesday, March the 26th, the Mississippi House of Representatives passed House Bill 1916 by a vote of 117-0. This measure makes an appropriation to the Mississippi Department of Health for the purpose of providing grants to the 11 hospitals that were ineligible for grants from the first round of the Mississippi Hospital Sustainability Grant Program. Section 1 of this measure makes an appropriation of $6,850,000. This measure is now transmitted to the Senate for consideration. Urgent purchasing measures in danger of failing, House Bill 1421 and Senate Bill 2699. MAS would like to thank the membership for their constant engagement and communication with their local legislative delegation. We've received information that both purchasing bills may not survive beyond Tuesday's deadline. Both chambers have a different philosophy regarding how the language is drafted. Please contact your local legislative delegation and ask that they ask the leadership to consider allowing the bills to survive Tuesday's deadline so that legislative work may continue on these two bills. As a reminder of what each bill does, please listen to the following. House Bill 1421. This measure revises the public purchasing law to provide that purchases of less than $10,000 may be made without advertising or otherwise requesting competitive bids. In addition, this measure provides that no requisition to purchase, purchase order, or receiving report shall be required for the purchase of any item or service with an acquisition cost of not more than $5,000. Senate Bill 2699. This measure currently would allow counties to allow purchases from $2,000 to $5,000 to be made without a purchase order or receiving report, and also purchases made from $5,000 to $10,000 for fuel, machinery parts, and machinery repair to be made without a purchase order or receiving report. Thank you. This concludes this week's MAS Legislative Update.